is about 9:38, and we have us with us on the other end of our phone line, Findlay Mayor Christina Murren. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you this Monday morning?
I am doing well. It is sunny and not snowing.
So. It's a little bit crisp outside, but we'll take the sunshine. It's nice to see.
Exactly.
Tell me how things are in Findlay for you.
You know what? We are doing very well. We just continue to work through operations and make sure we're supporting our community through this strange time. And we're fortunate that we've been great stewards of the finances over the last couple of years, so we're in a good position to be able to take the punches and continue to move forward.
You are a member of the Ohio Mayors Alliance, and recently on Twitter you posted something or tweeted something, if I'm going to use the right term, that you stand with your fellow U.S. mayors in calling on Congress to make federal support available to all cities. Can you tell me a little bit about that tweet?
Yeah, certainly. So through the U.S. Conference of Mayors and the Ohio Mayors Alliance, I've been working a lot over the last couple of weeks to talk about federal and state funding and how it's going to help support municipalities. Obviously, it's important right now that even communities that don't have direct expenses related to COVID response, for example, we're not seeing an increased demand. We don't run our own EMS services. We're not having to bring in extra police and fire right now or extend a lot of our services that would cause additional expense. However, we are seeing huge impacts on our income tax revenue because things are shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to make sure that the communities across the country, even though they may not be able to get reimbursement at a high level for the expenses related to COVID because we don't have a bunch, that the funding that the federal government's making available should be able to help support us through our general operations and that gap funding that because of the decrease in revenue that we're seeing.
Have you not seen any help yet then?
We've seen some funding available through the CARES Act. Primarily, we're seeing some grants and funding going to things like the airport, and we're getting refunds through BWC from the state of Ohio. All of those things will help us. But right now, from the city's perspective, we have less than $3,000 in kind of COVID expenses that we're seeing that we would get reimbursed for. But on the other side of the coin, we're seeing, you know, expecting $1 million or more drop in our revenue.
Do you find that people are reaching out to you? You mentioned the CARES Act and local businesses. Have they said anything to you about not being able to get those loans to help them?
So I have been doing a lot of work with local businesses, and certain the Alliance and Economic Development and local attorneys have really stepped up to advising businesses in our community and trying to get them connected with the funding that is available through the small business loans and the Paycheck Protection Program. Unfortunately, the federal government, you know, has said, here's how much funding is available, and put it out there, and there's no way it's going to cover the losses. And so you see a lot of companies that are requesting funding and either aren't even having their application be accepted because they've already been overwhelmed. Or in some cases, the companies that are really well organized and understood the legislation got their applications in early and were able to get the funding, and they may not be the ones that need it to be able to pay their bill the next day. So I'm a little disappointed in the federal government and how they structured it, but they tried to put something together really quickly, and I think we're going to have to see some tweaks over the next months or years to continue to support the businesses that truly need it to be able to survive.
Looking at the small business outlook in Findlay, is there a thought about businesses not being able to survive this?
You know, I'm sure there are some, and it's really going to depend on what the opening process looks like and how we're able to get people businesses and not increase their expenses dramatically to be able to comply. So we're going to do everything on our end to be able to support them. And I know I've been eating out a lot and trying to buy local.
I've seen your postings, yes.
I know, I haven't even been posting all of them because all you guys would think is I'm eating and drinking right now. But I think we're fortunate that our community, we rally and weather the storm really well. But I'm sure that, like any other time, there's a possibility that some businesses aren't going to survive.
All right. Well, we thank you very much. Any words of wisdom for anybody out there listening today?
Well, certainly if folks have any questions on community resources, if they're struggling either just with health issues or, you know, needing to talk to someone because of the mental health component of this, the Hancock County resource line is available, and that I'm going to make sure I give the right phone number. It's 419-425-9999, and that's a great way to get connected to resources. And certainly if you're sick and believe you have COVID, you can call Blanchard Valley Triage and Testing Center at 419-423-7890, and they'll work with you to determine what the best course of action to keep you healthy and help you get through this time is.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We always enjoy you coming on to the mix. We look forward to the next time.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys. Stay safe and healthy.
You too. Thank you, Christina.
All right. Bye-bye.
That was Mayor of Findlay, Christina Murren, right here on The Mix.